With the federal budget less than 3 weeks away now, close to 50 economists and community leaders are calling on the Prime Minister not to cut taxes, especially not to cut corporate taxes. In an open letter published in the Fairfax Press, this group is urging the government not to trade off better health and education services and infrastructure in favour of lower company taxes. One of the signatories is Bernie Fraser, the former governor of the Reserve Bank. Bernie Fraser, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
In this letter, which you've co-signed, it argues it would be fiscally irresponsible for the government to lower the corporate tax rate now. Why is that?
Oh, well, there are lots of reasons, Fran. I don't know whether or not the government will reduce company taxes in the budget. There's certainly a lot of speculation that it will, and there's a good deal more lobbying for a move in that direction. But this kind of trade-off typifies what's been a failure of fiscal policy by all governments over the last couple of decades. And I'll come back to company tax, why company tax is not cuts are not a good idea at the moment. But, you know, fiscal policy properly pursued can help to grow the economy, and it can, unlike other policies, can lead to an improvement in the distribution of incomes and make for a better and a fairer society. But we haven't had any of that kind of policy over the last couple of decades. And your listeners will remember how until recently there was a lot of focus on cutting spending and deficits and debt, and those unedifying squabbles among the major political parties about who could get back to surpluses and bigger surpluses more quickly. And the debate hasn't improved since that time, with governments and treasurers these days and talking about spending problems and holding spending to a total spending to a certain proportion of GDP, which is less than what it is now, and not increasing the ratio of tax to GDP, as if there's something sacrosanct about these kinds of ratios.
Isn't there something sacrosanct to the extent, as the slogan now is, you know, we've got to live within our means, and that's in a language, I suppose, that all of us understand in terms of debt to GDP ratios. The Prime Minister says fairness will be at the heart of his budget and the economy he leads, but one interpretation from many at that level is that fairness begins with getting people a job, giving the people to get a chance for a job. And that's what a cut to corporate taxes would do, according to the Prime Minister and the Treasurer and others. It would stimulate the economy and therefore create jobs, you know, allow people to hire more workers and boost economic growth. You don't accept that?
No, and I was coming to that, Fran, but you're right. What we've got at the moment are slogans about proportions of GDP, and we've got all this nonsense about that governments have to live within their means, like households and corporations. Households and corporations have much bigger debts as proportion of GDP than governments do. But governments are different from households and corporations. They have responsibilities that households and corporations don't have in terms of growing the economy and developing fairer societies. And to talk about governments acting like households and corporations is absolute nonsense, really. Now, to come to the company tax, the argument that comes from supporting such a move is based upon that very discredited trickle-down ideology. You know, make taxes lower for company tax for companies. Companies will invest more. The economy will grow. There'll be more jobs and everybody will be happy. The benefits will trickle down to everybody. But it doesn't work, and history shows it doesn't work that way.
But does history also show, Bernie Fraser, that if a country's corporate tax rate is too high, then that company becomes uncompetitive? I mean, Australia's corporate tax rate is 30%. The UK has announced plans to lower its corporate tax rate to just 17% by 2020. I mean, is that an issue for Australia?
Well, let's talk about some of those issues. The corporate tax rate has come down from about 46% to around its current rate of 30% mm-hmm. now over the last 25 years or so. Now, that really hasn't done much to make a fair economy. What it's done is increased the profit share, but and that's increased over this period at the expense of the income share and total national income. But tax is only one element in the decisions that corporations make about whether or not they will invest, and it's by no means the major consideration. Companies are not going to invest if they can't be sure of having a market and an appropriate price for their output. But I was going to go on and say that the other things, you talk about competitiveness, the headline company tax rate is now down to 30%. That is higher than some countries, but it's lower than what the rate in the US is, and it's lower than what the rate in Germany is. But that's the headline rate. The effective rate of company tax on average throughout Australia is about 25%. And companies aren't strapped for cash to invest. If they wanted to invest more, they've got plenty of cash. They don't want to because the other considerations are not outweighing any constraint on cash. They're able to maintain pretty strong dividends. Some are even buying back their shares to use up their cash. So it's not true to say that by cutting the company tax will lead to more jobs and this will benefit everybody. And it's even more untrue and more unfair if those cuts in company tax, if they were to be made, at the expense of cutting back on some necessary spending programs. That would be the unkindest cut of all, Fran.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. Our guest is Bernie Fraser. He's a former governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, and he signed a letter along with a number of very high-profile Australians published in Fairfax Press today, basically challenging the government to not cut spending in the name of fairness, to not cut spending to services like health and education in return for being able to make a cut to the corporate tax rate and others. Can I ask you about another issue, Bernie Fraser? The federal opposition says it will launch a royal commission into the banking and finance sector if it's elected. Now, the government argues that ASIC already has greater powers than a royal commission and is well equipped to address misconduct in the banking sector. What's your view? Do you believe we need a royal commission into the banks, or can ASIC do the job?
I think there are real problems in the banking and the financial sector, but in other business sectors as well. But I wouldn't myself be rushing into a royal commission at this stage, mainly because I think the basic problems are pretty clear, but more importantly, because it would take so long for a royal commission to get to the point of recommending some changes that might improve the situation. I would have thought that a few independently minded people, if they were charged with sitting down with APRA and ASIC and talking to the stakeholders and going through the issues, they would be able to establish some action. And as I said, I think the problems are pretty clear. The problems are that in the banks and other areas of business, the customers are rated a long distant third behind the shareholders and behind the interests of management. And boards of the banks and other institutions, they're ultimately responsible for the behaviour of these corporations, and they either know what's going on in maltreatment of their customers and are not doing anything about it, or they're not aware of what's going on because they haven't been informed and alerted. Yep. But either way, it's a breakdown in governance, and I would have thought, as I say, that if a group of independent-minded people were to sit down and to talk to the regulators and work out what can be done to tackle these problems, we could have some recommendations in 6 months' time, which would be before a royal commission could even be set up before it could get going.
Bernie Fraser, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Okay, Fran, bye.
Bernie Fraser, former Reserve Bank Governor, a signatory to this public letter published in the Sydney Morning Herald today, and is also currently chairing a review into the governance of non-profit super funds.